Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free six-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tom Shalhoub, welcoming you to the Tom Shalhoub Show. We are in the, I haven't called it the shutdown showdown. They like that on the lower thirds on cable news, shutdown showdown. I haven't used that term, so I won't. But the battle over the wall and where Trump is going to get his wall money is ongoing. And now it's a battle of narratives, as it almost always is, with the White House. He is thinking of declaring a national emergency. He's been throwing it out there. He's got his he's apparently had his staff. Mick Mulvaney was saying he'd been working on this. He's got lawyers working on it. Why do lawyers have to work on it so much? What's the big deal with the national emergency? I'm not really sure what the big deal is. There's been plenty of them, and past presidents have declared them quite often, actually. I have lists of the national emergencies since they created the National Emergency Act, from Jimmy Carter to the present. Every president has declared the national emergencies on multiple occasions, and some of them didn't seem to be as big of an emergency as what we're dealing with on the border now. Yet a lot of people are saying we can't possibly declare a national emergency. Here's the president.
Well, I may do that at some point. If Chuck and Nancy, who I'm meeting with, I believe, in a little while, if they don't agree to the fact that our country is really got problems with crime, with drugs, with a lot of other things that come through our southern border.
So he says he may declare a national emergency. He's kind of just leaving it out there. I don't know why he wouldn't do it at this point. He can basically point to all the frustration he's had with Pelosi and Schumer. Here's John Eastman talking about the legal battle, because, of course, whatever the president does, courts jump in and strike it down for whatever reason. Here is John Eastman speaking about that.
I have no doubt that there'll be some, you know, hyper-partisan lower court that would move to strike this down. They're striking down anything the president does. The question is, what's the right legal answer that will ultimately be decided by the Supreme Court? And I have no doubt that the president's own powers as commander-in-chief, combined with the very clear statutory delegation of powers from the Congress, are going to find that these actions will be upheld.
And list of the 28 active national emergencies here from CNN. These are ones that are still going on. Blocking Iranian government property, that was something that Jimmy Carter put in place. Obviously, it must have been backed after the revolution. Blocking Iranian government property, that's still in effect. Proliferation of weapons of mass destruction in 94. Prohibiting transactions with terrorists, blocking assets and prohibiting transactions with narcotics traffickers. That's 95. Here, getting into some of the more recent ones. blocking property of persons contributing to the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So this is kind of like a lot of times the emergency is done to freeze assets. And so the arguments I've heard against it, I know Brian Kilmeade was saying that on Fox and Friends, he thought it would be a disaster, and he said it would set a bad precedent. Bad precedent. So that's one argument, that it would set a bad precedent. And he said, you know, what's to prevent a Democratic president from using that as an example to declare an emergency, to declare climate change an emergency? You know, he used the polar bears as an example. I say, don't worry about it. I made the same argument about the nuclear option in the Senate to get legislation passed. People are always worried about what's going to happen the next time there's a Democrat in office. Maybe they're going to do that as well. I think we understand at this point, Democrats don't care what Republicans have done in the past. They don't use that as a barometer any longer, okay? Democrats do whatever they can to get done what they want done. So it's long past time saying that, oh, we're going to, you know, create a standard, because it's just not something we need to worry. And so what? Let them do it. If a future Democratic president wants to declare climate change a state of emergency and do some powers, what would they do? They would take some action and spend some military money. Apparently, the president is looking to spend money that's been allocated toward military projects. That's what he can do once the declaration is made, and then he can use money in an emergency way to start building the wall. I don't think it is a big deal. Here's more analysis by John Eastman.
The National Emergencies Act gives him the power to declare a national emergency. Every president since that act was passed has used it. President Barack Obama used it to declare a national emergency over the swine flu. Mm-hmm. And then once that national emergency is declared, and I think what's going on the border clearly qualifies, there's a whole bunch of statutory authorities that are triggered for the president, including Title 33, Section 2293 of the mm-hmm. U.S. Code, that specifically says the president can redeploy monies already authorized for military construction projects in furtherance of the national emergency effort mm-hmm. he's declared.
Right.
I mean, the statute's very clear.
Okay, so that's a constitutional law professor, John Eastman, and he has basically said his expertise says he's not going to have any problem with this. I'm wondering what these lower courts that John Eastman referred to, they usually find something to strike it down. It's usually absurd. But that's what you have to deal with in today's politics. This is what's so bad about so many of the courts in America these days. But is it a crisis? A lot of people say, you know, where's the crisis? I don't get it. I don't understand how the president can declare a crisis. I don't see where there's a crisis. Senator Pat Leahy.
What is the national emergency
what
that
is
he's
it?
Declaring? I think when we talk about national emergencies, we're usually talking about something like 9/11 or something like that. Maybe there's a national emergency he's aware of that all the rest of America is not aware of, and I'd be interested to see what it is.
Is this guy just playing dumb at this point? Sometimes they're so sure of themselves, and they and their supporters, the Democrats, talk amongst themselves. They think President Trump is ridiculous. They kind of laugh about him. Oh, isn't he ridiculous, him and his Twitter feed and everything. And they're so confident that they're right that they sometimes reveal too much about themselves. Senator Leahy knows what the federal emergency powers are of the president. And he says, well, we're usually talking about 9/11 or something. Is it like 9/11? He knows. Leahy knows what John Eastman articulated, which is there have been national emergencies declared on many different issues. What was the example John Eastman used?
The National Emergencies Act gives him the power to declare a national emergency. Every president since that act was passed has used it. President Barack Obama used it to declare a national emergency over the swine flu.
Swine flu. So that was a good example. So, no, it's not 9/11. In that case, it was the swine flu, which was, I'm sure it was serious, and I'm sure that he wanted to expedite some money very quickly to either eradicating the disease or quarantining the disease or something, maybe preventing travel. But in reality, using emergency powers is something that all of the presidents, Barack Obama did it, I forget how many times exactly. He looks like 7 or 8 times at least. And is it an emergency? June 19th, 2014, here's CNN. A crisis in America. They're talking about the crisis at the border. So they're calling it a crisis in 2014, back when they were talking about a solution in the Obama years. Back when they were talking about, I wish we could strike a deal for comprehensive immigration reform. And so many people who thought that maybe their hopes and dreams were going to come true, like they could get a comprehensive bill that involved amnesty, that involved, I guess, some kind of border security and other humanitarian efforts, maybe expanding the number of people who were allowed to come in for asylum. The reason I'm saying all of these things is because I want you to hear the tenor of the arguments from people who are in this article by CNN calling the border crisis a crisis. Thousands cross the southern border illegally each year in hopes of better lives, says CNN in 2014 when Obama was president. But now the problem has reached epic proportions. The number of children making these journeys by themselves has doubled each year since 2010. Authorities estimate, blah, blah, blah. They go on to estimate how bad it's going to be in the future if we don't act on this emergency. To complicate matters, immigrant advocates say the crisis has proven to be fertile ground for human traffickers who are quick to take advantage of the chaos. They go on to cite all the statistics of human traffickers and drug mules and things like that. Things the president is talking about all the time, and they call him a crazy fearmonger. But why were they citing these statistics on CNN? Were they advocating Trump's wall back then? No, they were advocating a comprehensive bill. That was their solution. So when the politics called for it during President Obama's term, many people, and if you just do a Google search, a Google News search, and you restrict it to before 2016, you'll see the word crisis comes up all the time because they thought they could use the word crisis to get their legislation passed. Now when Trump is using the word crisis to get his either legislation passed or his wishes fulfilled as far as border protection, then they're saying the word crisis is irresponsible. Here is Wendy Young, president of Kids in Need of Defense, KND, or K-I-N-D, kind, I get it, a national nonprofit immigrant child advocacy group. She says this in 2014, everyone involved has gone into emergency mode. Right now, we are in triage, she said. So she is saying there is a crisis on the border. And what's she calling for? She was calling for a humanitarian package and other kinds of legislation, things that she's interested in. Now, she's a humanitarian. You can't begrudge her that. But she's calling it a crisis in 2014. Why was she doing that? Was she fear-mongering? You could say that because she was pointing out all of the terrible things that are happening on the border in order to get legislation passed that she wanted. Now, the crazy right-wingers want their legislation passed, and they are being called fear-mongers. President Trump's striking a lot more confident tone on this, and I feel like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer getting ever more panicky, using words like, the temper tantrum, and he's a petulant president.
It was a petulant president of the United States. A person who would say, I'll keep government shut down for months or years unless I get my way.
So they are going to, they want to change the narrative to be about the president's mood, about the way he conducts himself in meetings.
Unfortunately, the president just got up and walked out. He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said no. And he just got up and said, then we have nothing to discuss, and he just walked out. Again, we saw a temper tantrum because he couldn't get his way, and he just walked out of the meeting.
We'll get the president's response to that when we come back. 833-852-4866 is the number, 833-852-4866. for Tom. This is Tom Shillow. We'll be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shillow.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning a graduate business degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University isn't easy, but that's the point. Great change requires hard work, persistence, and dedication. So if you're ready to commit the time and effort, it will be worth it. Learn for yourself why the MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's degrees from ASU are some of the most highly ranked and selective online business programs in the country. Text RETURN to 79645.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
We plow.
Four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Possibility that he will declare a national emergency. Do you think he's going to do it? A lot of people around here are saying, I'm talking about a lot of people around Fox News, why not? What's everybody worried about? Some people are worried setting a precedent. I don't buy any of that. Myself, I mean, I'm unconcerned. Obviously, you got to do something. Something must be done. Unless you just want the president to declare the whole thing a failure and go home and say, oh, they won. Jason in Wisconsin.
Hey, yeah, I'd just like to say, you know, I hear all these people talking on the radio, and I can tell, you know, that they don't live, you know, near the border, nor have they visited the border because of their attitude toward it, you know. I've grown up in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California my whole life. I'm 43 years old. You know, I have a medical degree. I'm also a truck driver. You know, I also do blue-collar labor work, you know, and I see people coming in illegally from boats. You know, I live in Galveston, and I see people coming in from boats when I was a dock hand illegally, you know, and it's none of my business, so I just shut up about it.
You know? Yeah.
I'm not a narc, but, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, we put Trump in office. We as the people put Trump in office to do what we need, not what the politicians want. They've already shown us that they have shown to be having a dereliction of duty and being a horrible steward of our money. You know?
And what do you think of the numbers when people say, wow, they've done the polling and the American people don't support his wall? What do you think of those numbers when you hear them?
When I think of that, I think of it, half of it with a grain of salt. That's probably false. But you got to think about how many people live toward at the border in all those border states. Now, you take that and you think about everybody else in the United States. Now, everybody else up there may not have those worries. Of course they don't. But people who live in those border states understand that the illegals have ruined the competitive market when it comes to wages.
Yeah, you're right about that. I am always suspicious of the polling just because they ask questions that I feel like are leading questions. But I haven't.
Yes.
We ought to see if we can find a poll of just border states and see where the numbers are.
Sure. What also people don't understand, not only has it ruined the competitive market and wages down here, it's people don't realize it is a humanitarian thing because I happen to, you know, I grew up with it, and I happen to have seen and know that they would rather hire three Mexicans from across the border than one person, one American who went to school for what this is.
Yeah.
Run those three Mexican guys in the ground, and when their bodies are done, get the hell out of here.
I got you. Well, Jason, thanks for the call. I want to get Brian because he's got a problem with the National Emergencies Act. What is it? What's the loophole, Brian?
Well, what the loophole is in this is that I believe it's 2293 section 33 says of that act says that no judge has there's no authority for any judge to be able to hear this. There doesn't allow them to do it. However, that doesn't mean that these guys aren't going to come back and say, well, it doesn't say that they can't either. So if there's a point of argument, they'll try to tie it up, and I can see the Democrats doing that. However, they don't have any precedent. Even I don't care if it's the bird flu. I don't care if it's the mining of Mekong Harbor, 9/11, or the Cuban Missile Crisis. There's still no previous precedent.
Yeah. So, Brian, thanks for the call. 833-852-4866. You know they're going to come in and sue the minute he declares it, but he's going to have to do it anyway. This is Tom Shalhoub.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The president is sounding pretty confident. He seems ready for this fight with Pelosi and Schumer and all the rest of them. But he says that he's ready to declare a national emergency. Not committed to it yet. We'll see what happens on that front. And I want to get your take on the national emergency. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. Keep the calls coming in while I talk to my next guest. Jim Chilton was on the show yesterday via my recorder because when I was out in Arizona during the holidays, my parents live out there in Aravaca, Arizona, and I visited the Chilton Ranch, and Jim took me around the ranch. I got on a horse, you know. I'm not a real, like, ranch guy, but I felt like it that day. It was like, what's that movie with Billy Crystal? It was like City Slickers. Welcome to my show, Jim Chilton.
Thank you, Tom.
So, Jim, thanks for having me out there at the ranch, and my listeners got to hear your voice yesterday because I played some live sound from the ranch, and we talked about the crisis at the border. And how much of your land, because you own land, you also lease ranching land, and how much of it touches the border?
I have 5.5 miles of actual four-strand barbed wire cattle fence, which is the international boundary. And then my ranch sweeps around, and I actually have about 14 miles of exposure to the cartel and the cartel scouts coming across.
Yeah, I was actually on the Daily Caller site yesterday, and I didn't realize how much video footage they had from your ranch, and they showed that wire fence of yours and the cartels crossing. Was that a camera that you set up, that Daily Caller report?
I have 3 cameras and over 200 trails coming from out of Mexico through my ranch. And so I only have 3 trails with cameras on them. And yes, that information is hard evidence of the drug people coming through.
You know, I was reading up on you yesterday because I not only assembled the audio that I recorded while I was visiting you, but I printed out a bunch of other stories. You've made the news in many different ways over the years. And I'm looking at an article. It says, this is from the Los Angeles Times, Arizona couple near the border have a complex view of illegal immigration. And they went on to profile you and your wife, Sue. And it was a pretty good profile because oftentimes I feel like the media portrays people like yourself. They love making a caricature out of folks like yourself, like you're some kind of gun-toting, oh, let's go get the immigrants, and, you know, people cry racism and everything like that. And you guys are humanitarians. You've given agua to folks crossing your property in the past, right? You don't want to see anyone suffer.
Correct. I have 22 wells on my 50,000-acre ranch, and I have drinking fountains on the wells. I have 29 drinking fountains, 13.5 miles of pipeline, and no one deserves to die in the desert, even if it's the drug packers coming across.
There was one story. You said it was a young guy, a boy, I guess. He said, agua, agua, and you obliged. You gave him some water, and then he asked you for directions to St. Louis.
Correct. He had no idea where St. Louis was or how far, and you should have seen his face when I told him in kilometers about how far it was.
Wow. So the one thing I didn't get to yesterday in my recording, because obviously I didn't have a video camera, I had the audio equipment, but can you describe the outside of your home? You showed me these, are they called carpet shoes?
Yes. Everybody coming across now is wearing carpet shoes. The carpet shoes have carpet on the bottom, so they put it over their shoes, and it's camouflaged in the top, and they walk through our ranch without making tracks.
Yeah, and they, is that, they, what, you know they're there. You know, you could see aerial footage of them. What is up with the tracks? They just don't want you to know the path that they take?
The Border Patrol used to pride themselves of being the best trackers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They've given up on tracking because everybody wears carpet shoes now, and it's most difficult to determine whether it is actually a carpet shoe track. And then I have a video evidence of everybody coming across, stepping in the same spot. So the Border Patrol doesn't know how many. Used to, they were terrific trackers.
And you've got a whole collection outside your home. I guess you found these things all over your property?
Yes, I found one yesterday.
Wow. So what do you think about the action on the border? You have been calling for, there was another quote I saw in a story that had been written some years ago, and it said Jim is, you know, friendly with the Border Patrol down there, but he wishes that they would build a more solid barrier on the border. But you still have that barbed wire. I think a lot of my listeners don't realize, because they say, oh, there's already walls in all the places they need the walls. But you have, describe the fencing that's on that 5-mile stretch.
It's a 4-strand barbed wire cattle fence, which I can go under and I can go over. I'm almost 80 years old, and if I can do it, anyone can, except maybe a person in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you just gotta limbo a little bit, and they just get right under there. So what do you think about the president and the – do you have any opinion on the emergency powers? He obviously hasn't been able to get anything done legislatively. He wants to get building on the wall. He originally wanted a big concrete wall. Now he says he wants the steel slats. What do you think of the current plan with the steel slats?
I think it's a very good method of deterring people from coming across, drug packers. You can see through it, and the Border Patrol likes that type of wall or barrier or fence. They like it because they can see into Mexico from our side of the international boundary, and we really need a wall, fence, or barrier, whatever you want to call it.
Have you been some of the ranchers in Texas now have been saying, hey, don't try to put any I'm going to take them to court if they try to put a barrier on my property. What's your sense? Is that a common thing among ranchers? Or to me, it sounds like we've heard both sides, because you would like to see a barrier there, right?
I would indeed, and every rancher in our area has signed a petition to our government requesting a barrier, a fence, or a wall.
Okay, so it's not controversial in Arizona at all. Why do you suppose it isn't? In Texas, is the media just highlighting the few ranchers who don't want the wall on their property?
I think you're correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jim, thanks so much for joining us. This has been great. I'll definitely let you know next time I'm in Arizona. I loved riding on your property. And next time, maybe we can go down to the border, because I don't know if my listeners were aware. I got on a horse and I rode around your property, but I didn't ride down to that the barbed wire fence that you were talking about. Maybe next time.
Next time.
Excellent. Jim Chilton from the Chilton Ranch, thanks for joining us. And it's always great, you know, when you get out there. I went down, a lot of people were listening to the sound yesterday that I played, and you thought, oh, is Fox News sent Shalhoub down to the border? No, I was just down visiting my parents. And they know Jim, and they said, hey, we'll take you by the ranch. And it all happened very, it was a serendipitous occasion. 833-852-4866, 833-852-4TOM. Should the president use his emergency powers to just start building the wall? My idea is, you know, it's not going to finish the project, but this new wall of his with the steel slats, he should get some of it up, get a mile or two going with his emergency powers, and then people can say, well, it's not that scary of a wall. Like, it looks like it works. Didn't cost that much money. You know, maybe he spent $1 billion here and we got this much wall. And then you can go from there. We talked yesterday about a study. Oh, we should do a study, right? That was what somebody suggested. Let this be the study. Janice in New Orleans.
Nice to speak to you.
You too.
I don't want a study.
No study. Okay.
There's a dead police officer. There's a woman in Metairie, Louisiana that's dead. And there are many, many other people, of course, Steinle, you know, all the people that they bring up. But how many people are raped, dead, injured, that we do not even know about? No, I don't want a study. What I want is some form of a barrier. If the border agents feel that fencing, tall fencing with the points on the top or whatever will be good. I know what you're saying about that, yes, because this way they would be able to see.
Yeah.
Whereas with total bricks, you couldn't see anything on the other. So maybe that would be better. But to have absolutely nothing, no, now I can't see that. I am sitting here this afternoon on the edge of my chair waiting to hear him. I want him to come out today, if possible, and say, I am going to do it. It's the right thing to do. This is not his wall. I'm tired of people calling it his. It's to keep Americans safe.
Yeah.
It's to keep all of us safe. It's not his. It's for us people. Anyone out there that has any doubts about this, how would you feel if one of your loved ones was killed? And I have to say before I go that I thoroughly enjoyed listening to that gentleman just a few moments ago.
Jim Chilton. Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Janice, yes, I love your voice. You sound like a movie star, Janice.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't she? I don't know who it is, like, not June Allison. I'm trying to think. I'll think of who it is. It's somebody you remind me of.
I'm just very impassioned, that's all.
That's right.
I'm very impassioned. I feel very strongly about protecting the American citizens.
So
it's
you say
the right thing to do.
Right thing to do. Janice, you say he should use the emergency powers.
Yes.
Yeah. Janice, thanks so much for calling. Let's take Kurt in Fort Worth, Texas.
Tom, what a beautiful call. It's not Trump's wall. It's our wall.
Yeah.
And I agree with Janice 100% on that. And I just wanted to let you know, point of order, point of fact here, almost 20 days since the shutdown, we got to go another 2 days to beat the old record. That was the Clinton administration. So 20, if we can get to 22, we'll beat the record. And you know
yeah.
what? Nobody cares about the federal government being shut down, whether it's one quarter of it or all of it, because all the essential personnel are at work. So why do we even have non-essential employees? Everywhere I worked, the no-loads would be identified and they would be let go.
Well, I did have somebody called in and said he was non-essential, and I kind of feel like if I got listeners out there who are non-essential, I hope that they are back to work soon, and I hope they – I don't know why we can't just – you furlough them, but we can't just print the checks. The whole thing is just theater. It's ridiculous. I don't think we should have these shutdowns.
It is theater, and I was on the golf course yesterday with a good friend of mine, retired sergeant. And he said, what would you do if you were going to be a federal worker, Kurt? I said, well, I'd want to be non-essential. He goes, well, how come? I go, look, stick all the golf time I'd get in.
Exactly. You get furloughed every once in a while. Well,
that's
Kurt,
right,
so,
and they get paid for it.
Kurt, before you go, should he use the emergency powers? He should.
He should use the Emergency Powers Act, and guess what? That clause in the National Emergency Act is correct. The lower courts can pound sand. They don't have any standing.
Yeah, well, you know somebody's going to sue. We'll see how it goes. Thank you for the call. Let's get Jack in here in Dubuque, Iowa.
Hello.
Hey, Jack.
How are you doing? Yeah, I think the president should go ahead and invoke that emergency power also.
Yeah, you're not worried about a precedent, you know, some Democrat doing something similar for one of his projects when he comes in?
No, that's already been done. Obama did it for three African nations that have no or really no security problem to us, but he did it anyway. And he's not the only one. There's been other presidents throughout history that have done it.
Yeah, George W. Bush did it more than Obama, and Reagan did it, not as much as the Bushes did it, but everyone has invoked the statute.
Clinton did it, Carter did it.
Yeah.
And the one thing I wish that somebody would consider, too, is with 72,000 deaths for opiate overdoses in this country, I think that classifies as a national emergency. And I think that heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine in all its forms should be declared weapons of mass destruction. And anybody that deals with them or distributes them should be hunted down as terrorists.
Jack, thanks for the call. And yes, that was something, as Jim Chilton, the rancher, said, that's what's coming across the border. It's the fentanyl. It's the heroin. Almost all the heroin that gets into this country comes is walked across the border. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. We'll be right back.
Go to TomShilluShow.com, S-H-I-L-L-U-E, and find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Ageless Male Tonight has already taken Rite Aid by storm. But you can get started by having 5 free doses delivered to your door. Just pay shipping and handling. No questionnaires, no online tests. Just text the word SET to 797979. After a long back order, Ageless Male Tonight is finally back in stock. For your 5 free doses, text SET to 797979. If results are too intense, please decrease use. That's S-E-T to 797979.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub. Back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. So the should the president declare his national emergency, just be a way of once you declare the emergency, then you can free up money that's already out there to start construction on the wall. Should he do it? Daniel in Sayre, Oklahoma.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to tell y'all, you know, the question about should he build the wall, should he not? I mean, it's a very simple question. My wife is an immigrant from Mexico, and talking to my father-in-law and stuff, he talks about stories of kids being slowed into prostitution and slavery, different things, in order for parents to have a chance to come to the United States by coyotes and stuff.
Yeah.
If we got a wall, they know they can't get here. They quit selling their children. It's the only humanitarian thing we can do. You can't tell yourself that you're a God-fearing Christian and that you love humanity unless you build the wall.
I like
that. Whether that takes an executive order or whether the Democrats get off their butt and do it, it's got to be done.
Got to be done. And, Daniel, I like that pitch because he's got to stress that as much as he can, that this is a humanitarian. It's the humanitarian thing to do, to build. Not. It's not a, you know, they're going to keep pitching it as a, you know, racist wall. Well, he should say it is the humanitarian thing to do. Lives will be saved. He does say that, but he should stress it more. Good point, Frank, in New Bern, North Carolina.
Hey, Tom, how are you, sir?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Yes, I just want to make one point. I'm watching the, I guess you would call George Stephanopoulos, if I can say that,
yep,
on the air. In the morning time, sometimes just to see where they're coming from. And I noticed 2 days ago, he mentioned there was 22,000 children in the month of December that crossed the border illegally.
Yeah.
That's just children, 22,000. And that's not adults. And how they can think, even mention that we don't have a problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Frank, is that they admitted during the Obama – that's what I was reading from this. The date of the story was 2014, and I'm reading from the CNN report, and they're calling it a crisis over and over. This was during Obama because they were hoping to get legislation passed under Obama. Now, all of a sudden, when Trump is calling it a crisis, they're all saying that he's fear-mongering, Frank.
That's exactly right. I'm from a retirement town in North Carolina, and we only have 22,000 people in our city.
Yeah.
And we had that many children come into this country literally in December, and 20,000 in the month before that.
And it's going to be dealt with. It has to be one way or the other. Frank, thanks for the call. This is Tom Shalhoub.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, 2 UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.